This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Michael Calhoun, and if you have been waiting for when you can download that app, place a bet on the Cardinals, Blues, City, or the Chiefs, or you're just tired of driving across the river to Illinois, we've got some good news. Let's welcome in Ryan Butler, a reporter for Covers, with the latest from Jeff City. Thank you so much, Ryan.
Yeah, happy to be on. Thanks for having me.
And so you've got the date when the both online and in-person sports betting is expected to launch in Missouri.
Yeah, so based off of the Missouri Gaming Commission, they are targeting now a December 1st launch, which the good news is, like you said, that come that date that you'll be able to go to one of the casinos, actually might be able to go to one of the sports stadiums in Missouri to go place an in-person bet. But also, yeah, use those apps, place your mobile bets, everything with it on December 1st. So we do have a date. That is the good news. I will say a little bit of an unfortunate news is that we had hoped originally that it might be as early as June that Missouri residents would be able to, or excuse me, people in Missouri, more accurately, would be able to place those bets. And right now it is going to be pushed back to the latest date actually allowed by that ballot measure that passed by a very narrow margin back in November 2024. There's some good news and some bad news coming with this news today.
Yeah, there was just a few weeks ago some conflict and disappointment when it comes to the implementation of this by the state and I guess how rapidly they're going about it.
Yeah, it is a bit of a frustration. Again, the underlying good news is that, again, if you're in Missouri, you'll be able to have that opportunity to place a bet from home or in one of the casinos. But yeah, there has been, to put it lightly, some complications at the state regulatory level. As with any state that has legalized sports betting, or really any other measure of this nature, when there's a new policy, things like this, you have your ballot measure, which is important. It changes things. But then you have rules, you have regulations, you have important follow-up caveats that kind of explain and help lay out what this is going to look like practically. So originally, Missouri gaming regulators in charge of sports betting had hoped to get this by June, but the Secretary of State's office denied the request for emergency regulations. Now, it's kind of a misnomer, emergency. You know, sports betting isn't necessarily an emergency situation, but we have seen this in other states where those were granted. Now, the state Secretary of State, Danny Hoskins, interpreted that this was not, kind of a strict letter of the law. This is not an emergency. We did not need to get these rules expedited, and then pushed it back to literally the last date allowed. So again, that's going to be about 5 months now where people in Missouri, important qualification, will not be able to place those legal bets.
Yeah, that is important because, you know, we've got these anecdotes of, if you drive across the river to, the Casino Queen parking lot, it's in the shadow of the Gateway Arch, 30 seconds from downtown St. Louis, but you're on the other side of the state line of the Mississippi River, and all of a sudden, all the apps work.
Oh, yeah. It's actually, I've been fortunate enough to be able to do this on the bridge right there across from the Casino Queen, where I can pinpoint the exact mark where it identifies that I am technically on the Illinois side or the Missouri side. So, yeah, I want to clarify for your listeners, too. It is not your state of residence. It is where you are physically located. But, yeah, I attended a Cardinals game. I talked to Cardinals fans in the parking lot at the casino who were literally there just to go place their bet, take the train back across the river, and go to the game. It is kind of a silly, interesting caveat right now with it, especially when you look at the state of Missouri, where it's two big metro areas border to other states that also have legal sports betting. So again, you can still do it, just a big inconvenience. I have talked to so many Missourians that it is just so important. You know, it's so nice, convenient to be able to place it from home. So that's going to be pushed back to the latest date possible. Again, I can't reiterate it enough. It's nice that we're going to have that. It's going to be December 1st. You're going to get the last few Chiefs games. You're going to get the, you know, you're going to get, it's crazy, next year's Blues season. You're going to get part of that, but you are going to miss all of the Cardinals season this year. You're going to miss a lot. And there is some frustration, absolutely.
Yeah, the Cardinals were hoping, well, first that they would make the postseason, but then that if they did, that, you know, St. Louisans would be able to take advantage of this by then. That will not happen. At least the betting by then. They may still make the postseason, of course.
Yes, not yeah, exactly. Right. Hopefully for the turnaround a little bit. There was idea. Ideally, it was at the start of the year, we were looking at possibility that July 4th, that you could be able to place a legal bet from Busch Stadium. And now we're pushing this all the way back to December 1st.
And what have you found in other states when it comes to, you know, the Cardinals, for instance, have said, yeah, the presence of an in-person book is kind of a tourist attraction, but the real bulk of the business happens on these apps. It's not a walk-up physical location type of situation.
No, and it's actually getting increasingly towards the mobile apps. Maybe 2018, when we started kind of the spread of sports betting outside of Las Vegas, outside of Nevada, we saw maybe about 85-15% split. 85 online, 15% in person. Now we're seeing that click closer to 95-97% online. These apps have gotten so good. They are so much more convenient. They're so readily available that we're seeing that. So, yes, it's going to be an interesting amenity. The ballot measure that passed in fall 2024 allows the different sports teams in Missouri to put in-person sports books. But beyond the Cardinals, who have been very vocal that they intend to open up a sports book, we might not see some of the other ones do that for a little while, or maybe not at all. We've actually seen in Ohio, one of the states that allows this as well, they've closed, multiple teams have closed their sports books. So we've seen this in D.C. So it might be a nice amenity. St. Louis, the downtown ballpark village, they really have done a great job. They really want to make this a year-round entertainment district. So, yeah, you have that incentive there, and it's always going to be fun. I imagine, actually, when come December 1st, it'll be a great environment for, we're going to look at the college football playoffs are coming up. You're going to have some NFL games. I think people are going to be very excited for it. But overall, no, it's going to be much more important is that online betting is going to take up a much, much bigger percentage of it. We even see this anecdotally, but people, when they are in those sports books, they're actually more likely to still bet on their phones than they are to place a bet with one of those betting tickets in person.
That is fascinating. So I guess it really is just about the atmosphere. It's more of a social thing, it sounds like.
Sure, and absolutely. And when you said, there's a lot of benefits to that. And you know what? That's the Cardinals and whatever other team wants to do it. You're making money off the drinks. You're making money off the food right there. It's going to be a fun environment. And hey, who doesn't like a good sports bar? Who doesn't like a good environment? Specifically, one that's catered to sports bettors, which is, again, when talking to Missourians and talking across the country, is a growing caveat. People want to go there. And hey, I'm actually going to be there on the grounds for the launch of it, too. I'm excited to go check these places out. They're going to be fun. But yeah, when it really comes down to the dollar and cents, it's all about those mobile apps.
Ryan Butler with the sports betting website covering this story as we get the date for sports betting in Missouri. Thank you so much for getting us up to date here, Ryan. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anytime. Happy to talk more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.